Good morning to all of you. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. My name is Catherine Davis, and I join you every Friday morning at 10 a.m., and I am delighted to be with you here today. On today's program, we have some interesting topics that we're going to share. In our second segment, I want you to stay tuned. We're going to be hearing some audio clips from three very well-known and accomplished speakers, and really the general topic is self-realization. And we're going to hear from Rick Yarrow, Tara Brock, as well as our one more person will come through, so we'll be able to tell you about that in just a moment. In our first segment, however, we are going to be speaking live to the one and only Mark Becker. And Mark Becker is really an icon in New York City, and he is the creator and founder of the New Life Expo. And I have come to begin to referring to this as the New Life Experience, because it is 3 days in which you will be able to explore, experience, attend lectures and workshops, find out about healing modalities and body movement and so many different things that take place. And this expo is coming up very soon. It is March 18th to the 20th at the Penn Plaza Pavilion in Manhattan. So it's very, very accessible, and it's quite accessible economically as well. And you will have an opportunity to expose yourself to a vast array of new and interesting possibilities. So with that, I want to welcome Mark Becker to Heart of Mind Radio. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Catherine.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, expo fever.
So true, so true. And so this is really a fabulous event coming up. I really do enjoy it. And it has been going on here in New York City for a long time. Is it like 20 years since you've been?
Actually, it's 26.
26 years. Wow. And, you know, what's really amazing about the New Life Expo, at least from my experience over these years, is that a lot of people who come to the expo as presenters end up being really huge icons in the field of health, consciousness, spirituality. And then you bring back some of the folks who were there in the beginning of their careers. You bring in new people who are just starting out in their careers. And there's a lot of experience and wisdom that people can choose from, you know, to get exposure to. And there's actually more going on any day, any hour of the day than any one person can absorb. So there's a lot of choices to be made. Tell us this year.
I do. I find it exciting finding new people to come to the expo, and then later on they become well-known, et cetera. But it happened with Wayne Dyer. It happened with, actually with everybody. It happened with Dr. Oz. It happened with Deepak Chopra, and I can go on and on and on. So you even if you've never heard of a speaker before and you come to the expo, your mind might get blown by all the new information that's coming out. And the exhibitors also, you know, they come from all over the world. They come from New Zealand, they come from England, they come from India, they come from California, Canada, Mexico, et cetera, just to present cutting-edge information, cutting-edge products. A lot of the energy products and a lot of the energy information is something that 30 years from now we'll be doing it, just like 30 years ago, when we were doing the air purifiers and water purifiers and herbs and vitamins and yoga and acupuncture and Reiki, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That was completely new to people. And it wasn't accepted for a very long time after that. So you come to the expo and you see the future.
Well, that is very true. You see the future, and you also get to see a little bit of historical and traditional healing practices as well, and you get to explore what might be right for you, because we're all different, aren't we, Mark? And sometimes one thing will appeal to a person and something else might appeal another individual.
Basically, deep down, we're all the same. Inside, to accept that on the outside, you know, a lot of us have our own prejudices or our own belief system, and if we just come to an expo, open our mind to all possibilities, go to a speaker, go to an exhibitor, and it's like a smorgasbord. You'll be getting 7 lectures every hour, and maybe some of the people don't vacillate you right away. That's okay. Maybe next year they will. But as long as you stay open, you'll find what's right for you. And what's even more important, you'll be able to share it. Share it with your family, share it with your friends. Share it in social gatherings where a lot of times people are just talking about mundane. You can open up their minds to all possibilities from what you've learned.
That is very, very true. And maybe you can review some of the speakers that will be at the expo this coming. Actually, it's only another weekend away, isn't it?
Yes, it's March 18, 19, 20. It's at the Hotel Pennsylvania, which on the first 2 floors, across the street from Madison Square Garden, across the street from Penn Station on 33rd and 7th. It's open the whole weekend. I mean, Friday, March 18th from 4 to 10, Saturday, March 19th from 10 to 9, and on March 20th, on Sunday, it's from 10 to 7. And the exhibitors, you'll see everything from different types of energy products to jewelry products to environmental products. You'll be able to get massages, get your palms read. You'll be able to eat natural food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. It's just an amazing, amazing event that'll help change your life. And we have speakers. Judy Satori is coming for the first time in over a year. She's coming from New Zealand. And Judy just really, Judy's coming to Florida. You should come to Florida. We're having an expo in Palm Beach in Florida, April 16th and 17th. She'll be in Florida. She won't be in the New York one. But Masahadi will be there. And we also have Monday events. The Monday events after the expo, some of our bigger speakers will give you longer events for Monday evening. Mas is really incredible. And it seems like he's developed a really phenomenal reputation for healing people. He has died a few times before, and it seems like the techniques he's learned for healing has been pretty incredible. Sean David Morton, an old friend, will be back. Sean does great prophecies. He prophesied the World Trade Center at the Expo and other things. He said he combines Edgar Cayce and the Bible and Nostradamus and his own intuition and teaches remote viewing where he can bring you back to bring you forward in your belief system, which is pretty incredible. A sleeper that I had last year, his name is Antoine Chevalier. Antoine does holistic, what is he called? Holistic, I'll think about it. But what he does is you'll talk to him, and all of a sudden his face changes. And his face changes into a person in your past, alive or dead. And it's like you're talking to that person. I haven't experienced it, even though he wants me to, but so many people came up to me last time and said, where did you find him? It's incredible. He takes you into a holographic experience. Stacey Breeze comes in from California. The FBI has hired her to find missing people, et cetera. She's really good at a psychic. David Young. David is a musician that all of a sudden tapped into, while playing his music, putting you in a trance where so many people have said they see ascended masters. They see Buddha. They see Muhammad. He has channeled John Lennon. He's channeled a lot of the Beatles. He's an experience that you'll really love. Who else? The phone just keeps ringing. Cat James. Cat James has an incredible, incredible nutritional program, different than anybody I've ever seen, not only to help you lose weight, not only to help you look good, but also feel good as a lot of your emotional blockages just go. Now, I have Star Fuentes. Star has been with me for 10 years. In 1976, when she came, CNN interviewed her, and she explains how she just helps cancer just be removed from people. So she is also incredible, Star Fuentes. Before I even go on, everybody has to enjoy my new website. It's called www.newlifeexpo.com. So it's newlifeexpo.com. You'll see the whole brochure on there. You'll see the whole speaker schedule. It'll run you through everything, which is a good idea to do because you can even pre-register in advance from there to receive discounts and also to avoid lines and also not get closed bathroom workshop. Catherine will be there Friday night, and I believe Catherine is going to have a table there. Are you going to be there for the weekend, Kat?
Sure. I'd love to be.
Catherine is going to have a table there the whole weekend.
I enjoy having a dialogue with our listeners and, just making that deeper connection that we don't always have on the radio. So it's a nice experience to really talk to people and meet with people. So that sounds.
Yeah, it's true. When I first listened to Catherine on the radio, I really liked her a lot. When I met her in person, I fell in love with her. So it's really special to really meet the people that you read their books, heard them on the radio, heard about them, and here you get to meet them in person and really experience, because words can only go so far. And it's the energy that takes you a little bit further.
It really does take you further. And excuse me. And also what I really like about the expo is that you really do get to connect on a level that's a little bit deeper than reading a book. You can read a book, and that's all nice. It's wonderful. But when you have the author there, you can have that interaction. You can feel from their energy their connection to the subject. And also very often they're taking you through an experience of some kind that could be transformative, really. And so I think the real specialness of this expo is that people can interact at whatever level they choose, because you have quite a number of lectures. Once a person, you know, pays their entry fee, then you have all these lectures that are free. So people can really interact with almost everyone at a free lecture. And then beyond that, you have these workshops, and you have panel discussions. So people can really go as deep as they want to in any particular subject, any genre, because there is the what people might term as the new age thinking and the really quantum healing modalities, but there's also the nuts and bolts health, nutrition, and really understanding how to take care of your physical body on this physical world. So depending on where people are focused, they'll be able to find something that will resonate with that. So
it's
I think that that's pretty cool about the expo.
And
can
we
you
made
say
it very,
something about
very affordable
the panels
for everyone.
And workshops?
We made it very affordable for everyone. We've always kept it very low. And I mean, you can go to a movie for 2 hours, get a large soft drink and a large popcorn, and what you spend in those 2 hours is more than the cost of admission to 3 days at the expo. I mean, that's incredible.
That is pretty incredible. So let people know, how much would they have to pay to get in?
Oh, not too much. Let me see. Let me go through this. So it is, so we have, if you come on Friday, it's only $15 for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
If you come on Saturday, it's $15 in advance or $20 at the door. If you want to come in for 2 days, it's $25 in advance or $35 at the door. And if you want to come for 3 days, it's $38 in advance and $45 at the door.
Well,
pretty cool.
That's very affordable, but it's nice that people can, you know, still do this in advance and go to that website, newlifeexpo.com.
Yeah, very important.
And
newlifeexpo.com.
I'm fairly excited about your new website. It's gorgeous. It's really
getting
gorgeous.
Better and better. Thank you.
And yeah. It connects actually to the New Life magazine, which I really like about it, because you get to look and see a lot of the past issues that have come out. And you'll be able to read articles by people who are actually participating in the expos. So it's kind of an interesting connection for people who really want to go deeper into this exploration. And also the website, you can download the actual schedule. You can take your time and decide if you want to view different events and if you want to go to the different workshops and stuff. So a person could plan their whole weekend before leaving their house.
Oh,
and
people
all they
actually
have to do is just come and show up. It's pretty cool.
People fly in from all over and stay in New York to be at the expo for the weekend. People actually can't wait for the expo. And because a great part of the expo is meeting the thousands of people that are like yourself that want to learn about more things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of going to a bar, come to an expo, and you'll meet you.
Yeah, I'd be looking in the mirror as you meet people who are also there exploring. Because really, in our daily lives, it sometimes is difficult to find people who can resonate on the same level of thinking and understanding the level of conscious awareness. It's not so easy in everyday life. And so this gives an opportunity to network and make that connection as well.
I mean, deep down inside, we all want to look good. We all want to feel good. We all want to connect with others. We all know that something is going on all different levels, and we want to know more about that. So it's very interesting and very rewarding when we meet other people that want the same things as us.
Yeah, I agree. And so as we're coming to the close of this segment, Mark, why don't you talk a little bit about your own experience, really I mean, you've been creating this expo, and you've created many different things into the world, into, you know, to help and to be there to support people. But what has it been like for you personally, this whole journey, this 24-year journey in creating the new life?
Well, actually, it started for me in 1971, and that's when I stopped smoking cigarettes, I stopped eating meat, I stopped eating chicken. I've been doing tons of yoga, and I realized that life isn't what I thought it was before. And I opened my mind up, and I know got to see God really quick, and I'm sure the mind-expanding drugs had helped. But on the other side of that was meditation and yoga. So in 1975, I opened up the first yoga center in New York City called Serenity. It was the first center that wasn't religious. The other two centers were spiritual centers, Integral Yoga with Swami Satchidananda, who was my teacher, and I was a senior teacher for him. And the Shivananda Yoga Center was Swami Vishnudevananda, and he was my teacher, and I was a senior teacher for him, and a man named Swami Bua. And then I opened up, Serenity became a healing center beside the yoga center, because there was nothing like it anywhere in the tri-state area. So it was a healing shop. We had 400 herbs in bulk. I'm an herbalist. It was the first place in New York where you can actually get herbs and extracts, or herbs and capsules also. First place you can buy wheatgrass juice, Bach flower remedies. First place you could do Reiki, polarity. It was a mecca. So hold on 1 second, please. I'm sorry.
And this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And we've been talking to Mark Becker
about
the New Life Expo, which is coming up not this weekend, but a week away, March 18th to the 20th at the Penn Plaza Pavilion. And that's 401 7th Avenue. And actually, I will also be participating in the New Life Expo. Of course, I'm Catherine Davis, host of this program. And I'll be doing a lecture on Friday evening, May 18th at 9 p.m. So I hope you'll be able to make it to that. Or you can come and have a chat throughout the 3 days I'll be there. Hello, Mark. Yeah, you were telling
I continue my story. So what happened was that I started saying, wow, who are all the people I'm going to learn from? And I brought them to New York, and they taught at my center. And so they used to live with me at the center. I would study with them one-on-one, and they became my teachers, and they turned on so many people in New York. There was Michelle Abbasara, Amicia Kushi with Macrobiotics. There was Ann Wigmore and Victoria Skovinskis with Raw Food. There was Bill Gray with homeopathy, Dr. John Christopher for herbs, Stephen Halpern for transcending music, and the list goes on and on and on. And so I got involved in an expo. It wasn't my expo, it was a little bit because I helped produce it, and that was in 77. It was called Diet Expo. And we had Linus Pauling with vitamin C, who they called the charlatan in those days, and Pavel Rola with garlic, etc. And then in 1981, my brochure for the yoga center, I would deliver in my Volkswagen convertible all over the city, and people would call me to advertise in it. And what happened, that turned into New Life magazine. And the center was getting so crowded, and that turned into the expo in 1990. And so this way, I was able to attract more people. And because basically, what we're all about, I think, is educating and communicating. The more we learn, the more we share. The more we learn, the more we grow. The more we learn, the more we evolve. And the more we learn, the more we want to learn. And that's what brought me to right here, right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So let's remind people they can go to the website or they could call. Is that not correct?
Right. They can call 516-897-0900. To pre-register, go to www.newlifeexpo.com, where you can see the whole brochure, etc. It's March 18, 19, and 20. That's next, not this weekend, but the weekend after, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, 3:30 to 10, Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 10 to 7. It's at the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is 401 7th Avenue. It's the first two floors. That's between 32nd and 33rd Street, right across the street from Madison Square Garden and Penn Station. Come, say hello to me, say hello to Catherine, meet people. People have been known to meet their wives there, meet their husbands there, get engaged there. Anything can happen at the New Life Expo, but I promise you that it will change your life, and it will be a weekend that you will talk about for a long time.
Very good. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, Mark Becker, and be sure to check out that brand new website. It's beautiful. NewLifeExpo.com. Take good care now.
Thank you, Angel.
And we're going to be moving into our second segment in just a brief moment. And we're going to hear some audio clips come from Sounds True, which is really another very inspiring source of information and teaching. And we're going to be hearing from Rick Yarrow on Honoring Your Calling, Tara Brock on Connecting with Your Aspirations, and Jack Kornfield on Becoming a Child of Spirit. I also wanted to remind you before going into that segment that this week we are having another meeting of the Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group. It will be on Wednesday, the 16th of March, from 7 to 9 p.m., and it's in Brooklyn at the Commons, which is 388 Atlantic Avenue, and that is between Hoyt and Bond Streets. We'll be on the second floor, and as part of that meeting, we do meditation. We connect with each other in terms of how we're doing, where we are in our life at this moment in time. We have healers, in addition to myself. Other members of the group are healers, and we'll be doing hands-on healing as well for those people who actually want to work on that inner transformation of the body, mind, spirit. So I welcome you to join us. For more information, you can email me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can call 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. You'll find all the information you need to make connections on our website, the PRN.FM website. Go to the Heart of Mind page. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment after a few announcements.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The Progressive Radio News Hour is an antidote to government and corporate propaganda. Distinguished guests are featured. Some are world figures. All are independent thinkers. Truth and full disclosure are featured. Vital domestic and world issues mattering most are discussed. Today is the most perilous time in world history. Ukraine's crisis escalated things dangerously. It's the gravest one since World War II. A potential clash of civilizations looms. More than ever, vital information is needed. It's our most precious commodity. How we use it matters most. Peace and security depend on it. The Progressive Radio News Hour, three times weekly, live on Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, plus two pre-recorded archive programs. Make it a regular habit and stay informed.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from Progressive Voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Coming up, we're going to hear a compilation of audio that comes from the Sounds True collection called Producer's Pick. And you can find more audio such as this by going to the Sounds True website, soundstrue.com. But you'll find a link right on the PRN page following the program. We're going to hear from Rick Jarrow on Honoring Your Calling. Rick Jarrow is a professor of religion at Vassar College and an acclaimed alternative career counselor. Most counselors would tell you that the way to find the right job for you is to make an inventory of your skills and then match them to the trends and demands of the marketplace. And Rick, of course, has a radically different approach, and he says we are all called toward a unique expression that only we can offer to the world. He says if we do not honor that calling, our gifts may remain lost to the world forever. So our second segment comes from Tara Brock, Connecting with Your Aspirations. There is a saying in Zen Buddhism, the most important thing is to remember the most important thing. As Tara Brock teaches, this is a pointing instruction that guides us to reflect on the essential values that are most important to us, heartfelt truths that are often obscured by a hectic movement through the everyday world. And Jack Kornfield, Becoming a Child of Spirit. The play of sunlight through leaves, the songs of the wind, the arc of a brushstroke on paper. To be awake, reflects Jack Kornfield, is to discover the beauty hidden in all things and to express that beauty ourselves. And so we're going to hear this compilation, and we'll be back in a moment. Please do enjoy and stay tuned.
There is a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, the expression is unique. If you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with others' expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. This letter from Martha Graham to fellow dancer Agnes DeMille exemplifies the possibility and the promise that is held out to those who will endeavor to find and honor their calling. Never before in our collective experience has it been so important for those of us concerned with the state of the spirit to honor who we are in the workplace instead of veiling ourselves in order to survive. This series will take you step by step into the dynamics of locating, honoring, and developing your life's work, not from a partial perspective, but from a holistic one, from the very depths of who you are. To continue with Martha Graham's quote, "And because there is only one of you in all time, the expression is unique." The expression is unique. If we're going to manifest our life's work in an authentic and genuine way, we are asked to open up to our uniqueness to the sense that each and every one of us has a contribution to make to our community, to our society, and to our world. When you ask, "But who am I to make a contribution?" you are moving away from the power of the life force and its vitality that has created every human being uniquely. No two individuals are born in the same place at the same time, not even twins. So when you move in to your authenticity and genuine self-expression, nobody can take that work away from you, because it is meant to be, and there is a place in the world that is crying for it. Now, it's interesting that Martha Graham does not talk about building a career, creating this great edifice. She simply says, if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. What we will be learning in this series is an alignment process in which the goal is to affirm our uniqueness, so there will be no need for self-improvement, no need to add anything that's not there. In fact, as we proceed step by step, we will see that our main work most of the time will simply be to get out of our own way. She goes on, "It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with others' expressions. When we open up to our uniqueness, our abundance, that root vital energy, we will be free from the need to compare our work to anybody else's." And listen to what she says here. I think this is amazing. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You do not even have to believe in yourself? Do you know that the woman who wrote The Course in Miracles to her dying day did not believe it? And yet this work has influenced tens of thousands of people. We are working with a power that is greater than the conscious personality. We are working with the power of your destiny. And one of the things that I will be focusing on again and again is that when you move toward your destiny, which I distinguish from fate, destiny being something that you actively pursue, fate being something that you simply resign to. When you move toward your destiny, there are forces that will embrace you and hold you and carry you in a way that the personality cannot even imagine. Our goal in manifesting our life's work is not to know every little aspect of who we are, why we're here, what is this world, and what we're supposed to do. If you take this tactic, you may wait for lifetimes to figure out what you're supposed to do in this world. However, if we open up to our vitality and to the sense of urgency that flows within us, this will open the creative power that will manifest our work in this world, and we will have the pleasure of experiencing ourselves living and working in cooperation with the deepest forces of life.
Our first practice will be on the intentionality that energizes and guides our journey. During the last 3 decades, I've witnessed people get involved with all sorts of styles of meditation, yoga, tai chi, qigong, the whole gamut, and with many types of spiritual teachers. Over time, some have discontinued spiritual practice, others have plateaued in their growth, and yet others have continued to unfold, awaken, deepen happiness. The difference? It wasn't a particular style of meditation or finding an enlightened teacher. The difference I see between those that have in some way plateaued and those that keep evolving is a sincerity of intent, a wholeheartedness about living and growing and awakening. There's a wonderful Zen teaching. The most important thing is remembering the most important thing. If you're in touch with what most matters to you, then you will continue to blossom on the path of true refuge. Why? The moments you're in touch with your heart's aspiration, you're most at home in who you are. These are the words of Rumi. Sometimes you hear a voice through the door calling you, as a fish out of water hears the surf's come back. This turn toward what you deeply love saves you. So let's begin this journey of homecoming together. The three facets of true refuge come alive as we dedicate our presence to them. This simple reflection will help you to deepen your trust in these expressions of inner refuge. It will invite you to rest your heart in what is true. You'll be mentally reciting three phrases: I take refuge in awareness, I take refuge in truth, I take refuge in love. And after each, reflecting on what is alive and meaningful about the particular refuge. Now, instead of the words awareness, truth, love, you might choose to use the Sanskrit words Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. More generally, please feel free to adapt this practice in whatever way most allows you to connect with the essence of each refuge. Let it be a creative ritual, fresh with each reflection. Let it align your life with what most matters. Find a comfortable way of sitting and allow yourself to relax and be at ease. With a receptive presence, become aware of the state of your heart. Notice if there's a sense of openness or tightness. Of sensitivity or numbness. Of peace or anxiety. Of contentment or dissatisfaction. If there's something of particular concern in your life right now that brings up strong emotions, then let yourself be aware of that too. Before you can peel the onion to discover your deepest aspiration, it's important to acknowledge the layers of immediate wants and fears that surround your heart. Perhaps at first you'll become aware of urgently wishing someone you care about would change in some way or treat you differently. You might find that you're wanting to get past a particularly demanding stretch at work. Maybe you're wanting one of your children to feel more secure and confident. You might long to be free of chronic pain. Whatever is there, you can continue to inquire and sense the deeper longing underneath that expression of want or fear. You might ask yourself, if I got what I wanted or eliminated what I didn't want, what would that really give me? For instance, perhaps you sense that if you were free of chronic pain, you'd then be able to relax, to be more present with your life, more fully alive. Your inquiry is a way of deepening your attention to what's really here. asking yourself directly, what does my heart really long for? Or you might say, what most matters in this life? Or perhaps if I was at the end of my life looking back, what would most matter about how I lived? Sense that you're addressing your inquiry directly to your heart. And then after asking, simply listen and be aware of any words, images, or feelings that arise. It's fine to repeat several times some version of what does my heart long for. And then each time listen in receptive silence to what arises. And as you listen, stay in touch with the feelings in your body, and particularly in the heart. Your aspiration will probably express itself differently at different times. You might feel a longing to love fully or to feel loved, to know truth, to be peaceful, to be helpful, to be free of fear and suffering. There's no right aspiration. Sometimes you'll land on an immediate intention that's in support of your aspiration. For example, you might become aware of the yearning to write poetry or paint. This would be in service of the deep aspiration to live a creative, vital life. What's important is attuning to what's most true for you in this moment. Poet Hafez writes, ask the friend for love. Ask him again, for I have found that every heart will get what it prays for most. When you sense you've arrived at what feels like a pure and true aspiration, allow yourself to inhabit the fullness of your longing. Feel the very essence of your longing in a cellular way as it expresses through your whole body and being. Let this aspiration be the whispered prayer of your awakening heart.
This amazing thing that you are born into for a time, and others. And can we not treat each other with compassion and respect and amazement that we're here at all? So this is the child of the spirit, the beginner's mind, the lion, the camel, the child of the spirit. And all of these, like the poems and the sense of beauty or art that they awaken, are to move somehow from this small sense of our problems and difficulties to some greater perspective of the heart. Like the Ojibwe Indian poem, sometimes I go about pitying myself when all the while I'm being carried by great winds across the sky. To see with the eyes of a Buddha, to receive the world with the great heart of compassion, means living in the mystery of this present moment again and again, It's what we train, what we come here to remind ourselves, to learn. This breath, this step, this fear or longing or love or all the animals in the zoo. And to allow a space of understanding and the mystery to be present. And somehow out of that, in a moment, it begins to change our world from this kind of limited self, the busyness inside and all the things and worries and stuff that we have to do. It's not that you don't do them. There can be a moment just like the clearing of the clouds that happened yesterday. The sun would come out and there were rainbows around if you looked. A whole lot of them in the Bay Area. These rainbows. In a moment it can happen. Realize, oh, I was really caught up in that, wasn't I? In that whole drama. Let's see, was that Hamlet or Lear? Well, maybe that was Romeo and Juliet. You know, which one was it? And then there's this kind of waking up. That was quite a drama. And here we are again, this moment, this breath, this person in front of us, this sky, this new rainfall. And therein lies our freedom. In a moment, the freedom of the heart, the awakening that the Buddha spoke of, the dignity, the possibility not only to bear all things, but to see the freedom and to meet all things with compassion, to see the beauty of life, is there in a moment. And I end with one more poem that was given to me by a woman who lived for a long time in San Anselmo named Lynn Park. And I have to explain a little bit about her poem. She was sick. She was in a wheelchair. And the disease that she had is called brittle bone disease, which meant even as a child, as she would try to learn to walk, when she would fall, she would break a bone. So she said, I broke my bones 15 times before I learned to walk. And this is her poem. She talks about the transformation of the heart and the world. Take the time to pray, or to meditate if you will. Take the time to pray. It is the sweet oil that eases the hinge into the garden, so the doorway can swing open easily. You can always go there. Consider yourself blessed. These stones that break your bones will build the altar of your love. Your home is the garden. Carry its odor hidden in you into the city. Suddenly your enemies will buy seed packets and fall to their knees to plant flowers in the dirt by the road. They'll call you friend and honor your passing among them. And when asked, who is that? They will say, oh, that one has been beloved by us since before time began. And this from people who would have trampled over you to maintain their advantage. Give everything away except your garden. Your worry, your fear, your small-mindedness. Your garden can never be taken from you.
And that was a brief sampling of some of the inspiring words you can find in the world. And these three speakers came from SoundsTrue.com, Rick Yarrow, Tara Brach, and Jack Kornfield. I also want to invite you to participate in our Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group coming this Wednesday, the 16th of March, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue, between Hoyt and Bond Street. That's in Brooklyn. And also, me at the New Life Expo. I'll be doing a lecture on Friday the 18th at 9 p.m. And the New Life Expo is at the Penn Plaza Pavilion here in New York City. You can connect with me by calling 347-480-1694 or by email heartofmindradio@gmail.com.
I want to thank you for being with us today, and please tune in next Friday morning at 10 a.m. I've been Catherine Davis, and this is Heart of Mind Radio. Take good care. Have a good week.